Hey everyone, this is Nathan Filaiti here. I'm doing a little intro video into my new podcast called Ag Uncensored. If you're here, you see it. So there's no secret about that. But I've been telling people a little bit about it for a few weeks now, and it kind of came up about doing it late last year. But as many of you know, I like to write and talk about ag tech and other stuff in ag. And as I call myself an appropriately cynical ag tech mentalist, which is, you know, stupid in its own realm. But I guess I am kind of that to a point too. And because of that, I decided I should maybe get a little more detail into it all. And to be honest, I was kind of tired of writing as, you know, with three little kids of my own, even writing, I don't have a lot of time for that. And I figured, oh, it might be easier if I can kind of tell you about my little quips and stories, and I could bring other people on too. And it might be a little more easier to deal with, you know, an hour here or there instead of 4 or 5 hours of writing. But I still plan to write some either way. The whole idea behind Ag Uncensored is to have raw and real conversations about agriculture in a way that's, I don't feel, done as much today. A lot of podcasts clearly cover ag. There's plenty of that. There's no shortage of them, from different niches to even stuff about the future of ag and or the past or the ag industry from the beef perspective or grains or high vegetable crops, high value vegetable crops and whatnot. This is a little, going to be a little different. There's going to be no shortage of probably good old stories to tell, maybe even some swearing at times, because, you know, there's always some frustration in it all. And that's part of the reason why I'm having it uncensored. It might happen. I'll be good about it. So that's one of the main reasons I wanted to do this. Plus, I've noticed there's a lot of people in the industry, especially on the technology side, which I grew up around, that want to tell their story, that want to explain how it worked, what happened, what didn't work, some of the bad stories, some of the good stories, some of the frustrations, with some good old spicy gossip in there from time to time. So I have no want to hold that back from people, and I wanted that to get out, and I've kind of created a little voice around that. So here I am. Now, beyond what I'll cover, and, you know, who I'll maybe be on will be colleagues and different industry professionals that I've met or that come to me over the years. There is really no people that I won't put on here, though in the moment it is an invite only podcast session. And one thing I will highlight for now is I'm not doing advertisements. This is a free podcast for all. There's no subscription fees. I'm not having people pay me money to be on here. None of that. I do have some ideas around how I want to maybe make money from it, but it's a little different. I don't have that all figured out yet. I have some ideas around, call it reviewing other software in agriculture or other tech systems, in kind of how you see people reviewing games online, you know, kind of a one-on-one, and things you see on Twitch or things like that. I'm still trying to formulate what that would be, but I've been around all of this for a very long time. So I've seen no shortage of softwares and things developed. I've developed stuff myself between my family's company or with others. I've been around that road. So I have a good understanding of the whole process. Now, why, again, I'm trying to do all this all is I've grown up in this ag industry since I was born. I grew up on a farm in central North Dakota, as many of you probably know, many of you maybe don't. I farmed myself a little bit. I don't farm anymore. My cousin farms the family land, and why I don't farm is another topic. And my dad farmed too. And let's just say the 80s were tough and you finally had to get out. And maybe that's where some of this all started, is because of that, he started one of the first precision ag companies out there, or ag tech as we call it now. And that was called SatShot. Of course, it was called AgriImages before. And then anyways, that was the product name. That was started in 94. So I've been into this all for quite some time and seen and heard and met a lot of things and people, and it's brought a large experience around it all to me. And that's kind of where I come from in all this, is I like to kind of illustrate that out. And yes, there's plenty of call it cynical frustrations I have it over it. And I think anybody that's been in it for now, it's 30 years now, especially on that side, bound to have that a little bit. I know people will get on me a little bit about that, but you know, someone's got to do it. So might as well be me. I haven't quite made it all yet with selling some big software thing for millions and millions of dollars, although I hope to get there. Many of you probably listening are on the same page. Though with that, from just growing up through that, and then I also worked in crop insurance for a while. I worked at some other companies dealing with tech. I worked in the corporate world a little bit too. And I finally just wanted to get kind of open and free about it all. And that's the other thing about me, is I'm not tied to any company. I work for myself. I had it on the screen behind here. I have my own kind of fun little side project called Boundary, which maybe some of you see. I make novelty maps from satellite and aerial imagery for play rugs of kids for their own farms, like their own farmstead on a play rug, to wall art and things like that. And I'm opening, expanding all that. So you'll see some things from that. And of course, that plays into the experience of building software. But through it all, I wanted to express more about all the things I've seen and felt throughout time. And while writing was a big one, and that's why I kind of wanted to become independent, it also made me feel I needed to do more. And this is just a natural progression, a video podcast. I could just do the audio side, which this will come in an audio version too. But why not do a good video? And my first interview, actually, which I actually did before this one about 5 days ago, that's actually an in-person interview, and it's going to be quite interesting. So stay tuned for that. And I have other guests lined up too, and I plan on having one every week. That is the goal of this. Although sometimes with life, you never know. I'll try to record them earlier. I also plan to go to different trade shows, some of the main ones, especially around ag tech, and maybe hound out 5 or 10 of them during a show. That would be great. Would save me a lot of time beyond the video editing, but look for things like that. I really, though, just want to allow others in the tech industry to get their voice out, talk about their systems more without, you know, having to pay a bunch of money or anything at this point, and talk about why they're doing it, what's worked, what hasn't. There's been a lot lately that hasn't worked in ag tech, hasn't worked in agriculture, but there's plenty that does. There's plenty of good things out there too. And I feel many times people don't get deep enough into the weeds of the whys and the wheres. And, you know, through my time experience and other colleagues that I plan to bring on here, that's kind of the goal too, is to like dig deeper into this all. So while there is kind of a slump in the ag tech side, which is most of what I'll cover, at least at first, there's a lot of great things coming too. And I think people need to stay on the course of that, be patient, be focused, and still get through it. And I hope this can be part of that equation, bringing in people to tell what they're doing. We can break it down, why it's important and how they're going about it. And maybe that'll help them, help me understand it better, help me be less of a critic, I guess, because I am kind of a big critic in ag tech, which someone's got to be. I'm not necessarily going to call myself the Roger Ebert of it yet, or the, I guess, maybe the newer version of the podcasting world of the Joe Rogan of AgTech. Don't give me that moniker. Please don't, even though I'm bald and he is too. I hope to get to that following and into the $250 million checks for big contracts by all means. If you're listening, John Deere or Bear or whatever, I'll take it. But beyond that, I just wanted to get an intro message out there to explain what I'm doing, where I'm going. And I plan to have this on all the different podcast channels. I'm going to use Podbean. I guess that's the popular one, and that can go onto all these different things. And then for the video side, really, I'll just use YouTube. I think Apple has some stuff too. I'm still learning, so this isn't going to be perfect always right away. I do have a nice little camera set up. I got my mics. I got my lights. Trying to do it a semi-professional way. Still learning. So while I plan to get it better, I thought I'd start out at a good pace. I wanted to do video right away so people could see the other people, see my reactions, emotions, my hand gestures, whatever you want to call it. So that's where I'm going. So hopefully you're on my website right now, I got to even get my own name right, aguncensored.com. And I have all the different social followings, Twitter, X, however you want to call it, Facebook, Instagram. I'll have something on LinkedIn here. I'm sure there's some other ones I'm missing. YouTube, which is clearly a big one. So that's probably where most of my videos will sit, where you'll see them. It is the kind of the king of the videos. But I also want to get some different reels and little shorts, you know, of different highlights from all my different videos that I'll do with other people. Once in a while, I also sprinkle in some probably continued guests, some people I know that, you know, maybe have the time or the want to actually talk to me on a more frequent schedule. And I'll probably actually just talk myself a few times about maybe big ticket items, big press releases that happened, whatnot. Either way, I'm here to provide some cool, interesting free content. I hope you'll subscribe. I'm going to try to add some different subscribe buttons here as we go. And I'll do a little shameless self-promotion of my boundary business once in a while. It is a good gift for the different ag businesses out there, for your top guys. Trust me. We can talk on that later. I also am going to bring in different references around the past around my family's company, SatShot. If you take it as an advertisement, by all means, go on the website. Have at it, talk to my dad. But I'll use it for reference. As you know, 30 years of history, there's quite a bit to talk about there. Good and bad and weird and all sorts of other stuff. So anyways, that's about all I have to say for now. Thanks for listening to this intro. Like I said, follow me, share this around, and hope you continue to listen to Ag Uncensored as you go forward, and look out for updates and all sorts of fun things. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you later.